shall not be moved. Sing it with me.
We shall not, we shall not be moved.
Charmaine Lawson embraced a close circle of friends, family, and supporters in the center of the Humboldt State University Quad on Friday. She's been dealing with the grand jury's decision not to indict anyone in her son's death.
I get this every day from friends and family. You're so strong. I'm not strong, you guys. I am broken. I am broken. I'm hurting.
Lawson comes to Arcata each month to do good work in her son's name. She feeds the homeless. She marches. She meets with community members, those who knew David Josiah or DJ, and those who continue to fight for justice.
I need your support. DJ needs your support.
In a press conference after the grand jury announced its decision, the Arcata police vowed to keep investigating the case. Police Chief Brian Ahern, who was appointed 5 months ago, said the department didn't expect this outcome. He plans to re-interview witnesses and ask the community to come forward with any information about the stabbing.
We go right back to work and make sure that our goal does not change. We're going to solve this case. We are going to hold accountable those who are responsible for Josiah's death.
April 15th marks 2 years since Lawson's murder, which remains unsolved.
Are you with me, guys?
For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.